Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. When I ask people how and why the ocean is important, their responses typically point as a measure of value to a personal spiritual connection based on the beauty, energy, and bounty of the sea and coastal environment. The ocean retains in their minds an idea of purity, of the wilderness and freedom once associated with the land, now erased by the reality of cities and population and consumption of the elements real and mythic which comprise the idea of nature. Another way to measure value, of course, is by the numbers. We distribute voting rights by population density. We seek certainty in indices, gross national product, or the Dow Jones average, that give precise indication of our national health and market well-being. We calculate employment, construction starts, commodity prices, mortgage rates, and much more, all in an attempt to measure and manage the statistical profile of our actions and their contribution to our personal and institutional vitality. Such a study has indeed been begun for the ocean. The National Ocean Economics Program, led by Dr. Charles Colgan, University of Southern Maine, who for over a decade has been assembling and interpreting the contribution of ocean-related enterprise to the larger economy of the United States. In the study, the ocean economy is defined to include living resources, marine construction, marine transportation, offshore mineral resources, ship and boat building, tourism and recreation, and a longshore development. The statistics include the coastal zone, the Great Lakes, large embayments, and the major river systems that find their way to the sea. In 2001, the ocean GDP was reported in excess of $123 billion. Today, almost a decade later, it is certainly substantially more. In 2004, total ocean-related employment was estimated at 2.3 million jobs, versus 1.1 million estimated for agriculture, forestry, and fisheries, the latter ironically classified outside the ocean calculation. The study was a first attempt to measure ocean economics. A new project led by Dr. Steve Katona, former president of the College of the Atlantic, is soon to be made public. A larger, more inclusive definition of ocean-related economic and social inputs designed to create a, quote, index of ocean health, a baseline index that will enable more comprehensive and precise indications of the full value of the ocean that can be tracked and compared from year to year. Which way should we have it? Why not both? For those who think literally, the numbers may be more effective, and it is up to the ocean community to communicate those facts to the decision makers, the administrators and politicians who control the regulatory and legislative processes that enable or disable any inclusion of this value into the legal and appropriation actions required. Logic does not always prevail here, as we know. The intrusion of ideologies or lobbyists with an agenda that has no bearing on the facts. This does not mean we should stop trying, of course, because it is possible that eventually the persuasive reality of financial decline and unemployment in the ocean economy will reach those ears and motivate some kind of responsive action. Are we too late? $123 billion and 2.3 million jobs seems like a lot to lose. And what about the spiritual value? In his recent compelling book, The View from Lazy Point, journalist and ocean advocate Carl Safina writes, quote, "The moral must guide the technical." He goes on to argue for an ocean ethic that demands that we not compromise and corrupt the beauty, energy, and bounty of the sea by our short-term, consumption-based, market-driven measurements of value. He suggests a spiritual alternative, a challenge to, quote, "advance compassion and yet survive in a world of appetites. The compass of compassion," he writes, "asks not what is good for me, but what is good. Not what is best for me, but what is best. Not what is right for me, but what is right. Not how much can we take, but how much ought we to leave. Not what is practical, but what is moral. The loss here is measured in our souls. Either way or both. Whichever, we must choose." We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.